Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is the Hug Nation broadcast. Now, today I want to talk about leadership, gratitude, and unity in a time of crisis. And quite honestly, I just want to talk through a few things. Sometimes I'm here filled with optimism, and the rose-colored glasses are so thick that I can barely see through them. I'm just wallowing in my own, you know, placenta, but placebo is even better. I'm floating in my own placebo and placenta, just joyful and regardless of anything happening in the world. But sometimes the world creeps in and starts to affect me in negative ways. And this last week, I did feel some of that. Granted, I think that's pretty normal in the world we're living in right now, where there's so many things that are different and new and unusual, and so many of the things we expect or have expected, we now have to adjust in new ways. And it's a wonderful exercise. And I'll admit, I have it so much easier than most. So it is irresponsible for me to talk of the gifts of this current crisis. At the same time, I'm going to do so because I only have my perspective to share. But the thing that has been wearing me down has been the conflict amongst the people, specifically of the United States. Even amongst these small communities that I've been in, where in the past there has been a significant amount of unity, and now there is so much confrontational conversations about what we should and shouldn't be doing in the face of the coronavirus. And there's multiple ways where the division is problematic. One is in these wildly diverse interpretations of what's happening and who is at fault and what is real and what is a hoax and what is overreaction. And that is, this is where I feel like the leadership is so important. We do not have someone to look to unite this country. And I don't mean this as an anti-Trump thing, although I am perfectly willing to make it an anti-Trump thing, but I'm also, where's any national leadership? Where's Biden right now? Shouldn't whoever is sees themselves as the next leader of this country be standing up and giving us some guidance, giving us some, here is the party line, the state of things. We have individuals, we've got, you know, Cuomo in New York, and we've got Newsom in California, we've got these individuals in states, but that's part of the problem. We have so much diversity, and when we have so many different voices, and then we have these the press conferences of the country being this confusing state of scientific waha, it's so easy for people to start clinging to conspiracy theories or legitimate theories or doubt. And with there's no unifying aspect to get us to be on the same page moving forward. And so what you have then is you have everybody feeling like, I got to figure this out myself. Which there is certainly some valid, you know, instinct to think things through on yourself and have critical thinking. But when you have, you know, half of America home alone with their free time doing online research, trying to figure out what's going on, it's chaos. And then once you figure out what you think is right, or somebody you trust tells you what is right, then people become a crusader to tell everyone else that they're wrong, or not that they're just they're wrong, that they're idiots, and or that they're irresponsible, or that they're poisoning or putting their loved ones at risk, or they're potentially, you know, fatal behavior, you know, like, how dare you run without a mask? And I get that instinct, but the problem is we don't have any unity in that is good or bad. We've got this wishy-washy standards, when people say, well, is that the official party line? Whose? Is that what the president said? Is that what the WHO said? Is that, I mean, is that what two doctors doing a press conference in Kern County said? And so we have no unity and we have no leadership. And the effect is that the animosity and the anger is getting out of control. And it's an interesting phenomenon that happens. And it's almost like, it's like a cultural allergic reaction where there's this overcompensation where we start to attack our own antibodies. You see this at Burning Man, where there is some rule, and individuals, in their pursuit of enforcing the rules, become more toxic than the infraction itself. Which is my understanding of how allergies work, is that your body mistakes something good for bad and starts attacking itself. Like at Burning Man, it happened this last year where there was a whole bunch of concern about Instagrammers and people who were commodifying the Burning Man experience. And so while that is a legitimate thing, the enforcement became allergic in sense because people started attacking anybody taking pictures that was dressed up in a elaborate way. Or, when in the pursuit of removing MOOP, matter out of place, people realized that feathers, specifically because of boas, were a problem. And so then people start attacking anyone with a boa in their costume. Excuse me, outfit. I didn't mean to say costume. Who am I here? So I think we have an allergic reaction happening in the US where there is a problem. There is behavior that needs to be adjusted. And then we have people attacking everyone else in the pursuit of trying to correct the behavior. And so weeks ago, it felt like there was this sense of camaraderie as we're all in this together. And now I feel like that camaraderie is really eroding as people's understanding of what is the acceptable behavior is getting more and more segmented. And then people feel this responsibility to educate the people who are in a different segment and feel very resentful and attacking, especially if you are, if you feel like I'm making all these sacrifices, I'm staying indoors, I'm not working, I'm stressed about money, and then you see people who are crossing the line, or you see people who are doing things that are potentially prolonging the amount of time that you have to stay indoors. And so, again, without some leadership seeing us through the other side, bringing us together as a nation, as a world, which is the potential right now to bring us together as a global population, it's squandered. We have never had such a beautiful opportunity for unity, but it requires leadership. As I say this, I'm like, this is a duocracy. Why aren't you doing something? Okay. All right. I don't really have the scientific knowledge to do so. Unlike some leaders, I'm not going to just start talking out my ass at what I think might sound possible and optimistic. But yeah, I know some pretty smart people and some scientists that I think we could get a committee together. But that being said, I would rather lean on the people who have the desire to lead us in a political and cultural way to get us on the same page. And here's where the last thing I want to talk about with gratitude comes into play, which is that when we have so much focus on what's broken right now, and sickness and illness and policy problems, and so much of the media is, because they are about supply and demand, and the demand is for outrage, it is it takes an incredible amount of discipline right now to keep your mind clear, to have practice mental hygiene, and to stay in a state of positivity. And so I'm so grateful for this group gratitude practice that we've been doing twice a day. And I again, want to invite you first to make sure you have a gratitude practice of some sort. Because if you wake up in the morning and look to the world to tell you what's important, you will be in a state of panic and depression and anger towards your fellow human beings very quickly. But if you can get some sort of gratitude practice, you can train yourself to start noticing there is beauty, there is opportunity, there is stillness, there is nature. Even though we can't access it in the same way, there's little flowers along the side of the road, there's insects in your backyard, there is things that we can focus our attention on and be grateful for. And more magnificent and magical than that is a group gratitude practice in your family, in with your friends, amongst the people you get together with Zoom calls or email lists or Facebook groups. I highly recommend a daily statement of something that you're grateful for and that you ask other people, because something really magical has been happening for me and the people that I've been gathering with. And you're welcome. Join us every day, zoom.hugnation.com at 12 and 6 Pacific. But what happens is when you hear these details of appreciation around the world, from patches of flowers to a behavior of a neighbor to someone appreciating the health of a child, and you start to have this sense of the world that is filled with beauty and magic and miracles and so much wonderful things, that honestly, without that practice, there would be no room in my brain for it, because I would be so focused on the lack of leadership, the frustrating responses, the attitudes and opinions of intolerance. And with the gratitude practice, it lets me recalibrate to the human experience and its depth. Not just my own human experience, but the human experience. The depth of sorrow and struggle and triumph and love and beauty. And that breadth of human experience is happening no matter what is happening in the world. But without the practice, you can forget. So thank you for being a part of this practice for me. I am sharing my gratitude in this moment for the gratitude practice. I'll also share my appreciation for my amaryllis bulb that is about to bloom. I bought it many months ago. I thought it was a dud. And then a few days ago, the stalk started just like erectile excitement. If you've ever had an amaryllis bloom, you know what I'm talking about. And that is another point of focus of appreciation that I will tonight share with the group, but I will share with you now, because we need these points of appreciation to balance all the examples of negativity and frustration. So, again, thank you for being one of my light examples, one of my ways to appreciate this human experience, these connections that we have through digital tools, through near magical means of eliminating time and space, being able to focus not on where our feet are at, but where our heart is at. And in this moment, we are connected. Thank you. I love you. And let's have a hug. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And think about all the people that you have encountered over the last week. All the people you've seen on videos, all the people you've seen on Zoom calls. And as you squeeze, imagine that you are squeezing each of them. You feel that body. Let it be the collective body of all the brothers and sisters that you've crossed paths with not physically cross paths with, but in thought. And as you squeeze, feel them squeezing you, becoming connected in a single embrace, free from the limitations of geography and time, and just connecting in intention in a place of oneness, in love. And from this place, let's take one deep breath together, hold it at the top, and then sigh it out. Ready? Inhale. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb, Larry Harvey, and all of you love warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you. We're live every day at noon and 6. If you want to get some FaceTime and share something that you're grateful for, or just have a little bit more of an intimate experience of beautiful people around the world, we would love to have you at zoom.hugnation.com.